That song instructs us to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Whenever we sing that in our church, we always end it by singing, "Yes, I'm washed in the blood," right? You too, Sister Marie, right? Because we don't have to be told to be, because we are. And we are being washed by that blood every day. That blood continues to flow right now, even in this very service. That blood is flowing. And you know, you don't just have to be in church either, as you know. You can be in the woods, you can be in the mountains, you can be in the city, you can be by the beach. That's where I come from. No matter where you are, that blood still flows. It flows, reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley, and it continues to flow this day. So let that blood just continue to flow and cleanse you from all sin and make you more like Jesus. Make us more like himself. That's his goal. That's his desire. And guess what? He gets what he wants. You know that? He gets what he wants. He is the Almighty God, and he's making us more and more like himself. I wonder how much more like him you will be as we leave this service today. I wonder how much more like him you will be when you leave camp. Some of us, some of you tomorrow, some of us the next day, and some not for a few weeks yet, right, Sister Marie? Not for a few weeks. But he wants to make you more and more like himself. And one of the great ways, and I don't know if you guys have taught, did you do worship yet?
Yeah.
You did worship. I thought so. I just had double check. So you know some of the marvelous benefits of worship. And so, since you've heard about that last night and learned and perhaps had some time of worship, let's do it again this morning, all right? Let's begin this Lord's Day. This is the Lord's Day. You realize why we have church every Sunday, don't you?
Yes.
Not because we got nothing better to do, or because at least early on in our country all the stores were closed, but because today is the day we celebrate his resurrection. The resurrection from the dead. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And what do you do with a Lord? You worship them. You worship him. You proclaim his worth-ship. And so let's do that this morning, all right? Let's sing in our hymnals. Let's open by singing number one. You're going to think I picked these songs this morning because they're both numbers one today, but I didn't. They just happen to be number one. Let's begin by singing, "Oh, Worship the King." And I tell you what, let's stand up this morning, shall we? This is one of those songs I don't think you can sing sitting down. All together on the first.
Oh, worship the King, the world so above, and praise the
events here for the youth retreat. Sing the second verse for us. Ready?
Oh, tell of his might, oh, sing of his grace, whose hope is a light, whose heaven is space, his chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm.
Good. Thank you very much. The third verse, we're going to have all those who are not here for the youth retreat. That's us older folks who have had a few more years' experience of receiving his bountiful care. So let's sing verse 3 for all these young whippersnappers. Ready?
Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain.
Now all the generations together on the fourth verse.
Frail children of the
number one in the white book if you need the words.
Glory to the Father, abounding in mercy. Be joyful, O people, and magnify Jehovah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come before his presence and glorify.
Ladies, sing that second, ladies.
Glory be to Jesus.
Gentlemen, on the third.
Glory to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. him with the Father and with the Son,
all together.
Would you pray with us this morning, please?
Father, we thank you that we can come nigh unto you.
Yes.
And Lord, when we know you want to draw nigh unto us, you've shown that by giving us your Son, he that spared not his own Son,
Jesus,
but delivered him up for us all,
yes,
how shall he not also with him freely give us all things?
Yes.
And Lord, we want to come before you with receptive hearts. Unto them that receive the abundance of grace,
yes,
and of the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Lord, help us to open our hearts to receive all that is in your great heart, all that is in your great love for us to pour out upon us. Lord, we want to receive of thee that you might be glorified, that you might see of the travail of your soul and be satisfied.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm sure just about everyone here has at one time or another read the book of Revelation. Have you read the book of Revelation?
Yes.
Get scared? A few parts are scary. But I'm glad that it gives us a glimpse, especially, into heaven. Get to Revelation 4, Revelation 5. It's as if the veil is turned aside. We get to see heaven. We get to see the throne of God. And you know what's happening in heaven, don't you? You know what the atmosphere of heaven is, don't you? It's worship. It's worship. And there they are all around the throne. They are worshiping God in many different ways. And of course, my favorite is they are singing. They're singing. And what are they worshiping? There are two main themes of worship in heaven, at least as far as we see it in Revelation. The first is God himself. No other reason than for God himself, who he is, his qualities, his characteristics, just simply who he is. Second, for what he has done. And the great thing that they worship him there for is redemption. The song of the redeemed. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. I love that. And the Messiah. I like all kinds of music, but boy, there's nothing like when that full orchestra, that full choir comes in with, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and redeemed us to God by his own blood. And so today, if you're saved, you have a reason to worship. I trust you're all saved. I trust you've all experienced the great redemption. If not, today's the best day I can think of to experience that. I know you've probably been hearing it already, and maybe everyone here has, but just in case, today's the best day I can think of to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and accept him as your Lord and as your Savior. But even if you haven't, do you know you could still worship? That might sound a little odd, but you know you could still worship. Why? Because of who he is. You see, we don't worship him because of who we are. We worship him because of who he is. That's the only reason. Maybe you've had a great spiritual 2 days since you've been up here at Pilgrim Camp. Worship the Lord. Maybe you haven't. Worship the Lord. Maybe your life is going pretty well. Worship the Lord. Maybe it's not. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. It is the thing that we were especially created to do. Worship him because he is. Worship him because he is your Redeemer. And we're going to have a song joined in with the host of heaven about being redeemed. The staff, come. Come on, Brother Jeffrey. Bring that. I was going to say Mormon Tabernacle Choir, but I think that's probably the wrong example to use.
We're going to sing Saved by the Blood of the Crucified One. If you have sung in a choir before and you'd like to join us, number 203, and you're familiar with this song, you're welcome to join us. And I'll give further instructions, but if you'll be hardy enough to, and you know the song, to sing with us, ladies should file in over here, and the men will file right in front of the organ, okay? Announcements by the microphone, so thank you for the many that have joined us. So what we're going to do is men on the melody, all the verses, ladies on the alto, all the verses, okay? Ladies alto line, the men on the melody, the chorus, four parts, okay? We're going to blow for the fermatas, okay? All right. All right, together, ladies on the alto, men on the melody.
Saved by the